Lisa Mills, assistant professor of film at UCF, and you're listening to The Riches Documentary Podcast.
Hello, my name is Bonita Kirkpatrick, and welcome to my podcast of the Jones High School Historical Museum. As I began my research for this podcast, I kept wondering, why would an Orlando public high school have its own museum? After extensive research on the web and at the History Center in downtown Orlando, I have found that the museum was established in 1997 and opened its doors to the public in 1998. Its significance was to preserve the rich history and legacy of Jones High School as the first public school for African Americans in Orlando. Here to elaborate more on the museum and its historical significance is a member of the Jones High School Historical Society Incorporated, Ms. Audrey Reichertz. Can you please introduce yourself?
Yes, I'd be happy to. I'm Audrey Hightower Reichertz.
And what is your role or position at the Historical Museum of Jones High School?
Well, right now, I'm the chair of the Scholarship Museum Committee, but I'm also secretary of the Board of Directors.
And what exactly is the purpose of the museum at Jones High School?
Well, actually, the museum is one of the programs of the Historical Society, and there are two main purposes. Of course, the first one is to preserve Jones High School's history, but importantly, it's also to provide a place for books, memorabilia, articles, musical compositions, artwork for and about Jones High School students and graduates.
Interesting. So can you elaborate a little bit on the programs of the Historical Society?
We have a five-step program, which we call STEPS. Scholarships, tutorials, exhibits, publicity, service. I would like to talk just a little bit about each of those. Under scholarships, each year we award a $5,000 scholarship to a deserving Jones High School student. So far, we have awarded more than $65,000 in scholarships. Under tutorials, we have several English and reading instructors available at the museum to tutor students who need help with FCAT or schoolwork or any of their other activities in reading and English. And of course, you are familiar with the exhibits that we have in the museum. These are all artifacts, some by Jones High School graduates and some by Jones High School students. We have artwork, books, memorabilia, a number of things, musical compositions, recordings that students may check out of the museum. For publicity, we send in to the Sentinel, Orlando Sentinel, and the Orlando Times, articles concerning Jones High School, concerning the museum, as well as the Historical Society itself.
Well, this is all great news. Like, what prompted you to become involved in the preservation of Jones High School's history?
Well, as I've told you, I am a former student of Jones High School, graduating in the class of 1947, but also I was a teacher at Jones High School for many years, from 1956 until the integration of schools in 1970.
And is the Historical Society like a separate entity?
Oh, no. The Society is an integral part of Jones High School. We were established in 1997, I believe, with the complete approval of the Orange County Board of Public Instruction.
And so, like, who can become a member of the Jones Historical Society?
Actually, students of Jones High School, alumni, and anyone else interested in preserving the history of Jones High School.
So you said you were a former student of Jones and a member of the Historical Society. What changes or significant change have you witnessed at Jones High School?
Well, since the 1970s, Jones has undergone several curriculum and program changes. I've detailed those in a book called Jones High School Through the Ages, and that book is available in the museum. I won't go into any details at this time, but I think one of the most dramatic changes was the integration of Jones High School in the early 70s, though that has petered out somewhat today.
Though segregation was illegal by the 1950s, the process was slow in coming to the South, and Jones High School did not escape that turmoil. The legacy of continued academic achievement at Jones High School spans through a period of 100 years or more and cause for celebration. In the book titled Jones High School, The Celebration of 100 Years, 1895 to 1995, I discovered a multitude of photos of the distinguished guests at the celebration, programs of the events, and all of the activities sponsored at this celebration on February 26, 1995. Were you a participant in that celebration?
Oh, yes. I was secretary of the Central Committee and chair of the Literature and Arts Program and a member of the Education Committee.
And how did you view the overall commemoration?
It was very, very successful. Each month in 1995, alumni presented programs highlighting several careers such as law enforcement, politics, arts, and literature, medicine, and military, and so forth. All the programs were excellent. And also in the museum, we have descriptions and pictures of these programs available for students and anyone interested in what happened during that year of celebration.
I personally had a chance to visit the museum, which is located on Jones High School's campus. I was amazed at all of its offerings of historical documents, newspaper clippings, photographs of past and current alumni, and invaluable artifacts from the original school to the most current location of Jones High School. A message that you wanted to leave about Jones Historical Museum and its future, what would that message be?
Well, I'd like to encourage Jones High School students and alumni to continue supporting the society by joining the organization, by donating to the scholarship fund, but most of all by supporting Jones High School's curriculum, organizations, and special programs.
Jones High School Historical Museum encapsulates all of what Jones High School is about, from its humble beginnings of an old frame building to the multi-million-dollar campus that it is today. The Historical Society, students, faculty, and other distinguished alumni work together to keep this museum functioning, not only as a keeper of artifacts, but as an invaluable academic service provider for the students of Jones and the residents of the Paramore District. I would like to thank my guest and the Jones High School Historical Society Incorporated and the museum for their contributions in the making of this podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Richest Documentary Podcast. Feel free to contact us with any questions or comments on the program that you just heard. Please join us for the next episode, Calvary Assembly in Benny Hinn, Evangelicals in Central Florida, Part 1.